Flux Election. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Thought Selection. What is our every moment thought selection? Our every moment thought selection is the expression of who and what we are. It's the expression of what we're doing with our life, what we're doing with our world, what we're doing with our experiences. Our thought selection is indicated by our body. Our thought selection is indicated by our mind. Our thought selection is indicated by the experiences that we have in our life. What is it that we are experiencing in our life? Are we experiencing happiness, peace, right action, truth? Are we experiencing joy on every turn? Or are we experiencing something less than that? Whatever it is, you can be sure that is where our thought is. That is where our mind is. That is where we are. Now, where are you? Where am I? Where is it that my thought is today? Well, my thought today is on the idea of being the ideal fulfillment of beauty and goodness. How about that? The ideal fulfillment of beauty and goodness. I was with a number of people yesterday, and as I was with these people, I was looking at them and seeing myself in them. And at first I saw them as a number of people who had many illnesses. And I thought to myself, that's rather sad. I don't really want to live in that sort of consciousness. And so I took each one and converted them. I looked at each one and I said, in my own mind, in my own heart, you're whole and perfect. You are full of bubbles. You are full of laughter. You are full of joy. You are full of happy reminiscences. You are full of everything that's good and beautiful. You are a lovely experience in my life. You are a beautiful experience in my life. And as I did this, it was sort of like a little miracles were happening. The people next to me began smiling more. They began telling about the happy experiences in their life, the successful things that they had done. They began talking to one another, not about illnesses, not about the unhappiness of a physical body that wasn't working perfectly, but the idea of what it's like to live in a physical body that works perfectly. And I thought, wow, I certainly am taking charge of my thought selection. I am certainly putting my thought selection into the proper focus to have the proper output. And wow, that is so great. That's so wonderful. And I love doing it too. So, you know, as I did this, I thought to myself, what a great way to live my life. To live my life in the perfect expression of the thought selection that I choose. Now, I'm thinking about my son. And he is a wonderful airplane designer, ultralight airplanes, and a designer of a beautiful new concept for an engine. And his engine is pollution-free, and it's about 4 inches thick and 18 inches across in a circle, and it burns a very minimum amount of gasoline for the use that it has, and it can deliver 65 to 85 horsepower, which is just what the ultralight engines, ultralight airplanes need. Now, I visualize my son. He's 52 years old and a fantastic mind, a fantastic being in every way. And I see him in his ideal spirit, mind, and body. I see him living in his body of wholeness and perfection. I see him living in his body of the ideal expression of the person that he is. And then I see his mind dashing off to his computer and seeing in the 4D arrangement on his computer of working on his engine and having the engine sort of floating in air like a hologram, and it's floating around and he can see all sides of it, and then he can test the strength of the engine. He can test where it needs to be stronger and where it doesn't need to have so much metal, and all these things. And what a beautiful design. I see him using the genius that dwells within him, the genius that he has called forth from his own inner self to do all the things he's doing. Then I see him operating his manufacturing plant with the various people he has working for them, making sure that each one does their job in perfect conformity to his own requirements for perfection. I see him working with his wife, who loves to travel the country, delivering the airplanes to various people who are buying them here and there. I see him in his lovely place on the top of Santa Margarita Mountain, where he has his airplane factory and he has his airstrip. I see him surrounded by people who come to him with respect and honor for his brilliance and his genius. I see him as a master mechanic. I see him as a master creator, as a master designer, as a master artisan in every area of his field. I see him that way. That's not difficult at all. That's the only way I know him in my consciousness. Now, I go other places and I see other people. And wherever I go, I see them whole and perfect, just as I am. I see them reflecting outwardly all of the peace and the harmony and the goodness that they have in their mind and their spirit and their body. I see them a wonderful expression of divinity and goodness. I see them fantastic. And you see, I do that because my thought selection is my own decision. Whatever I decide to think about, whatever I decide to put my thoughts on, that is what I experience. Now, as you can see, I live a very happy, busy, fulfilled life, thinking about all the beings in my world, thinking about my brothers and sisters, thinking about my wife, thinking about the people who are students of the University of Healing, thinking about people who attend our seminars, thinking about people who subscribe to The Gist, thinking about people who listen to the Dial Healing Words, thinking about the people that I meet when I go into El Cajon or San Diego, or when I go to London, or when I go to Europe, or when I go to Asia, or when I go wherever I travel the world. All the people that I talk to are an expression of the freshness and the vitality and the thought selection of my mind, and they're all wonderful. Oh my goodness, are they wonderful. And I am wonderful, because I could not see them wonderful if I were not wonderful. And I see myself whole and perfect. I see myself expressing myself in an ideal body, an ideal spirit, an ideal mind. I see myself magnificent. And I see all in my world magnificent. Kind of a nice way to live, isn't it? This is my way of looking at life. It's my instant illumination. And I see you having an instant illumination, quite similar, quite lovely, and quite fantastic, because you are so wonderful and so beautiful. I surround you with my pure white light of love. I love you. I love you. I love you.